Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Michael, you were part of a court dispute over anti-vaccination of kids in school. Please tell us first off what happened in court today.
Well, the argument was about the repeal selectively of the religious exemption which has existed since 1963 in New York, and whether that repeal evinced an act of hostility to religion which would make it unconstitutional, or was selective which would make it unconstitutional, or otherwise was irrational. The court heard arguments for approximately 1 hour from myself, representing the 26,000 children in the state who are now thrown out of school, and from the state attorney general's office from a woman named Ms. Helena Lynch. The court asked a number of questions of both lawyers, indicated she would take the matter under advisement and render a decision when she was ready to do so.
You mentioned the religious objection that New York eliminated here. How does this affect those who have these religious grounds and their objection to having vaccinations?
They have no school to attend, either private or public, in New York, and they would be deemed truant, and their parents could be prosecuted under the Child Protective Services law of the state. And today the state conceded that these people did have sincere religious beliefs, which is something they haven't conceded in prior legal papers, and said there's such a compelling public health interest that the religious beliefs should be trampled, which I think is ridiculous. There's one case of measles in New York City now. There are maybe three cases in all of Rockland and Westchester. This is not a provocation for removing a religious exemption. And New York has ways of dealing, as I explained to the court, with such outbreaks that are part of our law for the last 50 years. New York, unfortunately, didn't use those means and methods between September 2018 and June, and thereby exacerbated or worsened whatever the quote-unquote outbreak was. So, I mean, I thought the argument went well. The court will render its decision. As I mentioned, there were about 2,000 people who came from around the state, from every religious community. The Amish were there. Catholics were there. Religious Jews were there. Other Jews were there. Buddhists were there. All sorts of people were there. And we'll see what the judge does.
You told me before we went on tape that there were about 1,000 people outside of the courtroom today?
There were 2,000 people who came. They said it was the largest congregation they'd ever had at the courthouse for anything. They had an overflow room. The courtroom itself seated approximately 220 people. In another room, there were about 250 people, and outside there were another 1,500 people. Children, parents, grandparents, and the like. Rabbis, people from the Amish community, ministers, school people, judges, people from around the state, all around the state. People came up to me from almost every county in the state, literally. So that's where we are. The profound concern that we can't start chipping away at the First Amendment. It's a fundamental to our country. Religious freedom and religious expression are being compromised here. And the question is whether the public health provocation is strong enough to support that. I don't think it is. And I think that these folks have sincerely held religious beliefs. I'm certainly not their judge. I don't judge their beliefs, but each school district where they reside has given them a religious exemption. They're not so-called exemptions. They're exemptions these people have demonstrated an entitlement to under the laws of our state. And from my perspective, they should be respected as part of their religious expression, which is cardinal to the First Amendment. That's why I'm arguing the case.
Have any of your clients who have not been vaccinated contracted diseases like measles?
No. And in fact, what the state has failed to show is that this population is a threat to anyone. You know, it's very strange. They're preventing healthy children from going to school, and they're making an argument that by preventing the healthy children from going to school, they're somehow stopping measles. But the adults in the school don't have to be vaccinated, and in many cases are not vaccinated. Or the vaccinations have worn off, but there's no requirement for them. There are other children who have medical reasons and aren't vaccinated. They could equally be spreaders of disease. That's why I said earlier this was selective. And those people are still invited to school and in school. So I think this showed an active hostility to religion, which was fueled by people primarily from Rockland County and Brooklyn, who have constituencies which frankly hate Hasidic Jews, scapegoated Hasidic Jews as being responsible for this, and this was their way of placating their constituents. Totally unacceptable in a democratic society committed to religious liberty. Totally unacceptable.
Michael, did the judge give a time frame on when a decision would be rendered?
No, sir. There was no time frame. Nor do judges usually give time frames with any precision. Whenever they can get to a matter, they do. I'm sure the matter is important to the court. Certainly made clear she understood that it was important to many people in the state. And I'm sure the judge will attend to the matter as promptly and as best as she can.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.